Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, August 26th. Happy Saturday and happy last day of this reading plan. We're going from creation to new creation. So today we're going to read about the new heavens and the new earth in Revelation. Just want to remind you kind of where we've been and where we are now. Remember that the story of the Bible is a story of God rescuing and redeeming us so that we might be His people. And in every story of Scripture, we see Jesus in some way who came to redeem us from sin and restore our fellowship with God. And so we began in the Garden of Eden. And today, as we read about the new heavens and the new earth, we will go to a new garden, a better garden, the consummation of the world in a new heavens and a new earth. And so I'm really excited about reading it, if you can't already tell. We're going to be in Revelation chapter 21. We're going to read verses 1 through 8 in Revelation 21, and then we'll read the entire chapter 22, which is the very last chapter in the Bible. I'm reading from the New International Version. In chapter 21, the title says, "A New Heaven and a New Earth." Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts and idolaters, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." And then from chapter 22, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of the lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever." The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent His angel to show His servants the things that must soon take place. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written in this scroll. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I had heard and seen them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But he said to me, 'Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and with the fellow prophets and with all who keep the words of this scroll. Worship God. Then he told me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this scroll, because the time is near. Let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let the vile person continue to be vile. Let the one who does right continue to do right. And let the holy person continue to be holy. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. And if anyone takes away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. There's so much in this passage I want to point out, but I'm going to stick to two things. First, I thought this passage paired so well with yesterday's passage, which reminded us that we are the dwelling place of God through His Spirit. Well, in Revelation 21, the holy new city, this new Jerusalem, is going to be a dwelling place for God. Look at verse 3. Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and their God. While we have the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in us now, it's incomplete. We don't have full communion with God. But one day, God will dwell with His people, some kind of physical presence together, and it will be wonderful. And then in chapter 22 and verse 2, there's this picture of a river and the tree of life bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. I love the imagery of fruit in the Bible, especially the fig tree, but I think this is just wonderful for us just to think on for one second. You know, right now, trees that bear fruit typically only bear them in one season of the year. And then there's a season where they go dormant and they don't have any fruit. Now, I don't understand at all, but the trees, you know, they don't have any leaves. It's almost as if all the fruit has died, but not in the new heavens and the new earth. This will be a garden, a wonderful, luscious place that has no, quote, winter, no time when the trees go dormant. It will bear fruit all the time. And I think this is a picture of what our lives will be then and what we're aspiring to now, that we're aspiring to bear fruit in all seasons of life, in the wonderful seasons and in the seasons of suffering. And so I leave with you today the fruit of the Spirit and ask that God would fill us with it. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the promises of Scripture that you are coming soon. We thank you that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the bright and morning star. You are the root of Jesse. You are the branch, the righteous branch. Oh God, this is so rich. We're so grateful for your word. We pray, Lord, that as we continue to grow in relationship with you, that you would fill us with your fruit so that we could bear fruit in every season. As we look forward to the new heavens and the new earth, where none of our work is frustrated, there's no more crying, no more death, and we dwell with you in your presence always. And so today, Lord, would you fill us with the fruit of your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.